information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Today is April 16th, National Stress Awareness Day. You can relieve your stress by squeezing a stress ball. If you don't have a stress ball, wrap your hands around the next best thing, your boss's neck. Ah, here's to a tranquil National Stress Awareness Day.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Roger Stern. 5 years, that's the time frame set by French President Emmanuel Macron to rebuild Notre Dame. Some say that's unrealistic. Meanwhile, folks in France are opening their checkbooks to pay for this.
Some of the wealthiest, most elite people in France have pledged hundreds of millions of dollars. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo also said the city will unlock some 50 million euros, and a major international fundraising effort is already underway.
Fox's Molly Line in Paris. President Trump gets a primary challenger. He's former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld.
I think he's really not an economic conservative. He hasn't cut spending, vetoed spending at all. I've done that, and if I get to Washington, that's the first thing I would do.
Weld on Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto. Many experts say Weld doesn't have much of a chance against the current president. This is Fox News.
So she got a kitty, and she loved that cat a lot, and so she went out and got another 50. That cat lady, whoa, 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 that cat lady, talking about crazy cat lady, what makes her so
welcome back to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV at 5:05. We have an illustrious guest in our midst.
Indeed.
Here to watch me entertain myself.
Exactly.
William B. is in the studio observing. Barbara, thanks for waiting.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Enjoying the show as usual. I've been listening to you ever since you've been on the air.
Yes.
Did you say 14 years?
It'll be 14 years soon.
Well, I've been listening.
Thank you.
I listen all day long. Barron and...
not that I'm anybody special.
Sir?
Go ahead.
He's not special.
I'm not special.
Yeah, both of y'all. Y'all are all special on this radio station. I am so grateful for this station because I don't have to listen to regular stupid news on TV. I just listen to y'all and learn everything I need to know. But Barron was talking this morning about name recognition for these senators that are running.
Mm-hmm.
And Bradley Byrne and Dale Marsh and Mo Brooks, we know all about them because we listen to this radio station.
Right.
But most people do not have recognition of those names. They know Roy Moore, but guess who else they know? Tommy Tuberville, and he's running for senator, so that should be very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a politician. He's like Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a businessman, and look what he's doing for this country.
No, look, I'm not writing off Tommy Tuberville.
Me either. But I am Roy Moore, and I'm like you. I think he's a good man. I think he was phenomenal for standing up for what he believes, but he is not politician material, plus he's too old.
Well, actually, you know, one of the things that impressed me about him, he had a very youthful curiosity. He was always looking to learn something, and when we were in breaks and stuff, he would ask questions. He'd pick my brain. Not that there's a whole lot there, you know.
Oh, kinda, stop it.
Right.
You're too modest.
Clean up an aisle seat.
No, you're amazing. You remember.
And I genuinely liked him. Remember, I don't know if you were here.
I've heard you.
I did the Greggy Awards in that gubernatorial election cycle.
No, I was still in college.
I had a whole...
2010, I was still in college.
Good for you. I had a whole list of categories, and I rated each of the 7 or 8 guys that had come into the studio, including Bentley and others, in different categories, and I gave out the Greggy Awards. And I gave 3 to him because he, away from, you know, just being himself.
Right.
He impressed me no end. But again, this is, we have to look at things like marketing and electability.
Right.
And
we can't vote for somebody because of their religious affiliation anymore.
No.
That's out the door.
No, but we do want somebody who isn't afraid to say Merry Christmas like Donald Trump. See,
absolutely.
Trump is teaching. He is setting the table for these people. We need people like Trump who are fearless to run for office all over the United States and stand up to these left-wing bullies. I'm out of time.
Thanks.
Grant's
going to
be
Greg.
On with us, but you were awesome. Thanks for the call. And thanks for all the support over all this time. All right, we got traffic and weather together, and then when we come back, is that Mr. Brandt? Okay, he's next.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect, so don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock rush hour. Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and we are busy this afternoon, but thank goodness everything is rolling along pretty smoothly. If you're on I-85, everything looks good until you get into the downtown area. You're going to slow down at the interchange. You also need to watch out for the traffic merging in on your right. I-65 doesn't have too many problems. We see a little slowdown around the Northern Boulevard, but that's normal for this time of the afternoon. It's a real short slowdown, and you'll be rolling real quickly. The boulevard is packed. There's a lot of traffic out there. It's mostly stop and go at the traffic lights. Let's be careful and see if we can have an accident-free 5 o'clock hour. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota and you'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery. Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. We begin with the results of a new Mason-Dixon poll on the U.S. Senate race. Senator Doug Jones currently holds that seat. The poll shows voters are split on his job performance. Statewide, 45% of those asked approve of him, while 44% disapprove. Jones won a special election for the seat in 2017 and is the only Democrat to hold statewide office in Alabama. State troopers are investigating a crash involving a Dallas County school bus and a car this morning. It happened at the intersection of Highway 22 and County Road 33 in Orville. Transportation Director Alan Shelton says 13 students and the bus driver were treated and released from a local hospital. The 2019 Scale Back Alabama competition has come to an end. More than 51,000 pounds were lost by Scale Back teams and individuals across the state between January and April. 18 teams won a cash prize. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have about one more day of nice weather after today. For tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cool. The overnight low temperature drops to about 53. Tomorrow should be a warm day with a high temperature in the low to middle 80s. Partial sunshine tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely by Thursday afternoon into Thursday evening and Thursday night. And once again, this is going to be a severe weather situation, damaging wind gusts, the threat of hail, and the risk of some tornadoes as well again. Stay up to date on the latest, and you can do that with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299, king adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
April 16th is National Librarian Day.
Sorry, have a happy and quiet National Librarian Day.
Hi, I'm Dewey Decimal. It's happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV at 513. Joining us now, it's Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, buddy. You guys having a good day today?
Sort of.
I know there was a little bit of silence there. It had me worried.
No, I kind of blew up a little bit last hour. It was from the heart, not the liver, and they're kind of depleting, you know. So I'm sort of feeling just a little fatigue. I'm fine otherwise, and one of these days when you are able to join us, I want to set up an interview with our friend Mr. Blackman, who is a Texas Oil genie. He writes for Forbes. And to give you guys a chance to talk, because he's really cool. So
no,
that's it.
That
we're
great.
Yeah, we're fine.
I would love
fine.
That.
I will send you a link so you can check him out. But he writes a great daily blog. It's one of those things. It's like better than brunch. He takes an issue or two and wraps it up into a nice, neat little package. And smart guy. But his business is the oil business, and he's in Texas. And he offers great insights on that. So it'd be fun to hear you guys chat. He was talking about the Chevron merger today.
Oh, yeah, with Anadarko.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And just, you know, some of the ramifications of that. So he's the oil version of you.
I love it. Okay.
And that's a compliment, by the way. I hope you understand.
Great.
So did I see green today? I looked earlier, were we up 0.3 of a point?
Yeah, we were up.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing.
We're almost at 26 and a half now.
I know. Yesterday and today, I mean, we're right in the meat of this earnings season. I've been talking about this for the last few weeks, as you know. And so you just pour through these earnings reports, the transcripts, on. And I got to tell you, seriously, so far, earnings are coming in really, really better. And the guidance, because I you know how much I harp on that. The guidance has been pretty good, And that's what's kind of carrying us right now, and that's what's holding the market at these all-time highs or close to it. And, you know, the thinking is that this trend continues over the next couple of weeks, that it might just be sort of the impetus, the thing we need to kind of help us break out of this and begin to move a little higher. My sense, though, is that we're probably going to muddle around a little bit, you know, particularly in May and June, before we, you know, sort of set the stage, if you will, for a second-half rally going into the end of the year. That's just kind of my feeling. Typically, when you have a market advance like we've had in this first quarter, it's been so big. S&P is up 15%, almost, well, really about 16%. And, you know, when you get a movement like that, it's discounting a lot of good news, and I think that's probably a little bit what's going on here. But earnings have been good. They really have, by and large. Notwithstanding this afternoon, we did get a report from Netflix. It was a blowout quarter, but there again, they got it down. So the stock is down a little bit in after hours. But the thing about that, it really has not a lot to do with the economy. It has to do with sort of personal things going on within the company or strategic moves they're making. IBM's revenues were a little bit light. That's widely expected. You typically see that out of IBM anyway, even in good times. So, you know, I'm not too concerned about that. But the ones that count, the ones that matter, have come in quite strong, and I'm pleased. I really am. Now, we still have a little ways to go, for sure. We've got a couple of more weeks, and it'll be coming at us fast and furious, and we'll keep bringing that everyone's attention, but outside of that, you know, it's still, you know, earnings are front and center, but then obviously the trade deal with China is a major deal. That's a big deal, and it's still lurking in the background, and we'll be watching that closely for sure. But anyway, well, we feel pretty good about things. We're swamped here, I gotta tell you. We really are working pretty hard.
Busy is good, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. It's great, especially when you get an earnings, because it really is sort of an exciting time. You know, otherwise, you're kind of sitting here and you're looking at all the normal data that we look at every single day all over the globe, credit markets, you know, international equity markets, risk premiums, all those things that we're constantly monitoring to see if anything looks weird or out of place or setting off alarms, so on. But earnings is a nice change of pace.
Hey, Brad, I'm just curious. The ratings came out for the Bernie Sanders town hall on Fox,
yeah,
and they got 2.5 million viewers. I wonder how many of them were little socialists who literally had to hold their nose while they changed the channel to Fox, or yeah, if it was mostly regular Fox viewers curious to see this old coot.
Hey, Medicare for all.
Listen, you know that's what it was.
It had to be.
Yeah, no, it's curious people who are tuning in just to hear the zingers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? And that's what it, that there's no doubt about it. And Fox is a major player. They've got more viewership than any of the others.
Well, on the other hand, you got to give Bernie credit because he wants to be on a network that people are actually watching these days.
Exactly.
Because nobody's watching CNN, and Rachel Maddow has lost half her audience on MSLSD. By the way, one interesting development that is likely to be in the news, that I don't know that it'll affect our money, but apparently the Trump team is preparing a very aggressive, I'm not sure if it's a press conference or something, in conjunction with the release of the Mueller report on Thursday. It could be a very interesting news day.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of heard a little bit about that myself. And then you obviously, you know, you got a lot of people who are in the White House, staffers, other folks who provided testimony.
Yeah.
I think everyone in the White House is gearing up. The key is what is the game plan? Are they all playing for the same sheet of music? Are they all on the same page? Or is there potential for sort of a little bit of a splintering here and damage control and Trump goes his own way?
I think what they're planning is making it clear that the real Russian colluders are next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody that's paid attention knows that there were warrants sought in a FISA court based on Democrat bought and paid for lies that people like Comey and McCabe and others knowingly signed off on these warrants, submitting them to a court. I mean, their time is coming. Maybe we'll see somebody perp walked. Who knows? But I don't think it's going to be a defensive day for Trump on Thursday. I think it's going to be very aggressive.
Now, I'll tell you what else I'm watching for as well. Is he going to start to pull people like Facebook into this and others? You know, because they absolutely played a vital role in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that resonates with all voters because, let's face it, a lot of people were really upset over Facebook and how they handled their private data.
Yes, and the fact that they had algorithms established that were diverting opinion and muting opinion that Facebook corporate doesn't agree with, and that's almost just as outrageous as not knowing what your personal data is being used for.
Right. That's right.
Should be an interesting rest of the week. Friends, if you haven't had a chance to sit down and talk to a money manager about your future and getting a plan together, let me tell you, you do that with Brant and the team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, and you are going to walk out of that situation feeling accomplished because you have established a goal that you can work towards over time and plan for your future. It's called getting managerial about your money. And there's so many different ways you can do it. Everything is on the table. But it's about telling you, work hard for those dollars. Now it's time to put them to work for you. See Brant, make that appointment, and visit with the team. 387-0094. It's a great group of folks. And it's great to have somebody at the other end of the phone when you have questions about things you hear in the news. 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Is he going to... did you have a chance to talk to
him? Actually, no, we need to bring it up with him.
Oh.
Because we brought it up to one another after he was on the line.
Oh. Brant, okay. Would you mind asking for the Baumhauer's winning word?
Well, of course I would. You got to help me out here. I don't.
You don't need to give the word. We do that in the morning. They got to redeem it. Just give our number 272-9228. Use the power of Brant.
Yes, please use the power of myself. And call 272-9228. Give the winning word, and you get a, what is it?
Lunch for two. At either Baumhauer's for the ninth caller.
Yeah.
Great.
I had the winning word.
Well, due to the fact that you're an advertiser, contest rules, that actually happened recently. I felt terrible. Thank you, Brant, and we will talk tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
See ya.
And as soon as we play this, we'll come back and get a winner.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right. There's the happy contest music as we go down the line looking for caller 9. You are number 1. Try again quickly. Caller 2. Try again quickly. Caller 3. Right out. As soon as I hang up, call again because you can get right back through. Caller 4. And we get to the end line here. You are caller 5. Thanks for trying. Now it gets serious. Caller 6. Thanks for trying. Caller 7. We appreciate the effort. This is the one we hate to take.
A certain loser, yeah.
I'm too late.
Caller 8.
Too early.
I'm sorry.
And you sound like such a nice person.
I know. Okay, thank you.
That's just terrible. Go to caller 9.
Who's this?
Hey, Kathy K.
Kathy K. How are you, Kathy K? It's good to hear from you.
I'm doing okay.
You'll be doing better if you can give me that winning word from this morning.
Is it Easter?
That is the winning word, and you are caller 9, and you have won lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Thank you.
And by the way, if you would like to take the gang out on Easter Sunday and enjoy some of the great traditions, I mean, everything on the Baumhauer's menu is family.
So, oh, no.
It's a great place to enjoy some of the traditional Baumhauer recipes on Easter Sunday, and they've got special gifts for the kids.
Can't wait. Thank you.
And by the way, kids eat free tonight, so each adult with an entree of $10 or more, kids eat free. So, Kathy Kay, you hang on. I'm so glad you won. And young Joey will be on the phone with you shortly. All right, it's 5:26. I need a break. So, since Tommy Tuberville is talking about running, and why not, for the Senate next year, we've got an old classic in the files we're going to play. Here's Balaki.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on into the 5 o'clock hour, and things are looking pretty good on the roadways. We've got a lot of traffic on the boulevard, but we don't see anything to really slow you down other than the traffic lights. Just be careful at those intersections. The Atlanta Highway's real crowded. It starts around the downtown area and goes out to about Coliseum Boulevard. You'll get a little break there, and then when you get back around the boulevard, it'll pick back up again, and that traffic goes all the way out to Taylor Road and then up Taylor Road towards East Chase to Vaughan Road. I-65 is rolling along without any problems today, and we don't even see any problems on I-85. You'll slow down a little bit at the interchange, but there are no big hassles today. Let's be careful and get on to the house. Trenum State Community College is offering an introduction to APP development with SWIFT. Classes are only $75 and start May 13th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on this month?
With tax season here, you need to take advantage of our last month for off-season pricing and use your tax refund to invest in your home's indoor comfort with a new energy-efficient system.
Are you wondering how to spend your tax refund wisely? Use it on a new system or as a down payment and save up to 50% of your heating and cooling usage on your utilities.
Call now for a free estimate and for a limited time, get a low, affordable off-season price.
Great idea. Save now, invest in your home's indoor comfort, and save on your utilities every month.
And if you don't want to use your tax refund, that's okay. Call and ask us about our new smart financing program.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today. Invest your tax refund in your home's indoor comfort. Call 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughan Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners. Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to Newstalk931.com.
Your Newstalk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Living on Dick's feet, watching the fans meet. My pickup truck is burning some oil. My gun and my gun rack, jeans down to my butt crack. Searching for my lost championship. Some people think that there's a player to blame, but I know it's a coach's fault. Don't know the reason the crowd's leaving. The fans in the stand are beginning to bawl. Our team is a-losing. Looks like we've been boozing. Hope our team will be better next fall. Wasted away again. Searching for my lost championship. Some people think that there's a bulldog to blame, but I know it's a coach's fault.
8:35 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Around this time every day, we go into the classic file for something, and we picked that one today. Because Tommy Tuberville, has he announced, or is he thinking about it, running for Senate?
I think he has announced.
Last time, he was going to run for governor, I think, but he wasn't eligible under residency requirements, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's announced.
It's 5:36. Let's see. Among other odds and ends in the news today, the Seattle Seahawks and Russell Wilson have reached agreement on a four-year, $140 million extension that includes a $65 million signing bonus. He is now the highest-paid player in the NFL. Wow. 4 years.
That's unreal.
$140 million, yeah. Well, sports salaries. The other thing, though, that's going on is that Major League Sports, they're not into paying guys for past glories anymore. You either do it or you're gone. Baseball, a lot of guys are still sitting out, free agents and others, because they've wisened up. You know, there's so many. Like, we were following this Chris Davis guy, who started the season, broke a record. He was 0 for 51, I think, or 0 for 54. He's making $23 million a year. And I don't think, I'd love to see somebody study the topic. I don't think every player, no matter what the sport, can handle that. You work hard and you get it, and then it kind of hits you when you sign that thing. And you know, think about that. $30 million a year. And you get paid in baseball, you get all your salary between April and October. So that's $5 million a month. So twice a month, on the 1st and 15th, you get a check. Gross wages, $2,500,000, which is in one paycheck, which is most or more than most Americans make in a lifetime. And then the standard withholding, highest rate, 40%. He's still taking home over $1 million.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be great to just go to the bank with a check like that?
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot of science in sports now, and they're just being more careful about who they're making these giant obligations to, because it has not worked out well in many cases. So there's a lot of people who are upset, including Trump, who are upset that Fox had a town hall with Bernie Sanders. I would think the liberals would be a lot more upset, because most of them won't even go on Fox because somebody might ask them a tough question. You see AOC or any of these others on Fox, they just write them off. Even though Fox has a far greater audience. Do you know anything about this? I was looking at Twitter and in a tweet from James Woods, who I love. No one escapes the law, says Adam Schiffhead. And notice that Newsweek was nice enough to give him a side profile instead of the bug eyes in front. That's the first thing I noticed. Because he looks like he's wearing those eyes you could buy when you were a kid that made you look like your eyes were bulging.
Yeah. The googly eyes.
The googly eyes. And Woods asks, what happened at the Standard Hotel? Well, I don't know anything about that. Can you Google that quickly when I chat with Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob Chad?
They're quoting Adam Schiff for Brains.
Yeah, Schiff for Brains. That's
Schiff for Brains. Hey, I've got to talk about AOC today, because I want to remind her of what we've seen today, why corporations and billionaires can be a good thing for the world. They have now pledged over $800 million to restore Notre Dame Cathedral.
Yeah.
$800 million in 24 hours.
And nobody had to twist their arms. And no, their politicians didn't have to pass a billionaire's tax to make the repair.
Two of those billionaires are accountable for $300 million, over $300 million of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just two people. That would take a long time to raise from individuals. And don't get me wrong, a lot of individuals are going to give too when the time comes, once they start getting these campaigns done. But that is the power of
charity, corporate charity, and what a billionaire can do. You know, they walk around thinking, oh, billionaires don't do anything but hoard their money to themselves. Yeah, there's probably a few of them like that. But you know what? If you look at Beto's tax returns he just turned over, he like gave nothing to charity.
Oh, Bernie, what was his, like 3%?
Oh, he is nothing. And remember when Al Gore, when he ran for president?
1%.
Like 1%. These people talk, you know why? Because they think the government is the charity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the source of charity. But when it really comes down to it, you know, and people will tell you, who are the better tippers? Who are the better tippers?
Absolutely.
Republicans, people, working class people are better tippers because they know. Well, they know what, you know.
Having worked in that profession, Chad, as you know, since you've listened for a long time, that the best customers I had were people who worked as waitstaff at other restaurants.
Well, I worked and grew up in a restaurant and worked in the kitchen. I cooked. I was a salad chef and all that. I don't think I've ever given anybody a waitstaff a tip under 20% unless there was just something, like, really bad wrong.
Right. Uh-huh.
I mean, most of the time, it's more like 25%, because I know how, you know, and I know how hard that job is.
Yeah, and the place I worked, with all those cheap-ass Canadians coming in, the Snowbirds,
hey, Sonny.
$1 a plate. I'm getting $1 here. There's $1 by the plate, Sonny. Now run and get me another matzo ball.
Yeah, it was only $4. Here's your 40 cents. That's 10%. That's enough. If the Lord gets 10%, you shouldn't get more. Anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. You know, while AOC and the rest of the leftist Democrats cry and whine about billionaires and corporations, and I'm not saying they're all great people. Don't get me wrong, but this is an opportunity or a chance to pat them on the back and to thank them for doing a great thing.
By the way, before we run, I just saw a story here. Neil Cavuto, who I like.
Jerkwad this time.
Hung up on the Catholic League president today on a show after the Catholic League president pointed out recent attacks on Catholic churches in France. How about that?
Yeah, Bill Donahue. He hung up on Bill Donahue.
Why are they? That's disgusting. I've lost all my respect for him.
I think Fox has gone in the wrong direction.
Well, I mean, if they want to host a clown show like Bernie yesterday, fine, you know.
Well, apparently they're in talks with Mayor Pete, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Boot gig.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Donald. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, well, I think it's good that Bernie went on because people got to hear his hypocrisy.
Medicare for all.
Medicare for all. And when they asked him, are you going to pay your 51% tax rate that you proposed? No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to do that. I've paid my taxes that are owed, you know. Taxes for D, but not for me.
Exactly.
Right? Chad, all right, guys. I'll have a good afternoon.
Appreciate the call. For flooring, real wholesale pricing on flooring. And flooring, not where flooring goes because nobody else wants it, but for first-rate popular styles of flooring, Georgia Floors Direct, for 50 years now, providing exactly that at 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home Furnishing. It is a simple concept, build a big building, warehouse it full of popular flooring styles, put together a staff led by Jeff Mallinson to help customers navigate all those choices, work in the budget that they come in with, offer them 12 months good as cash for qualified customers, hire a team of installers who are second to none when it comes to excellence, and happy outcomes. They've been doing it for 50 years, and I'll bet I'll be gone, but Georgia Floors Direct will still be doing what they're doing right there on Eastern Boulevard, as was conceived by Mr. Dick McAdam 50 years ago. And he's still around to enjoy and watch the success of his idea. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for 50 years on the boulevard at 1965 next to Ashley Home. 545, traffic time.
Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and boy, we have a mess on I-85. We still have that accident that's right near the interchange on the southbound side. Now, it's taking up the left two lanes now, so be careful as you go into that area. You're going to have to move over to the right, and you got traffic merging in from your right, so be real careful there. Once you're up on I-65, there are no problems there. We also don't see too much trouble on the boulevard other than the normal stop and go around the Troy Highway, the Atlanta Highway, and I-85. If you're on the Atlanta Highway itself, it is still really busy between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. Let's be careful out there this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have about one more day of nice weather after today. For tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cool. The overnight low temperature drops to about 53. Tomorrow should be a warm day with a high temperature in the low to middle 80s. Partial sunshine tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely by Thursday afternoon into Thursday evening and Thursday night. And once again, this is going to be a severe weather situation, damaging wind gusts, the threat of hail, and the risk of some tornadoes as well again. Stay up to date on the latest, and you can do that with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here, I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alrighty. Hey, guess who got sentenced today?
Who?
Fake black woman, Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, yeah. Sentenced for what?
Well, you know, she always claimed to be a victim of hate crimes. She pretended to be black. She was the former NAACP president. But look at this picture of her. I mean, she couldn't possibly be any whiter or blonder. And for whatever psycho reason, she went into this fake black mode, and she was charged with two felonies last May. Investigators allege she failed to report tens of thousands of dollars of income from her memoir, In Full Color, Finding My Place in a Black and White World. So she could collect $8,847 in food and child care assistance from the state. The spokesman review reported Friday that she had entered into an agreement with prosecutors in Spokane County in Washington to repay the money and complete 120 hours of community service to avoid a trial. I think it's a fair resolution of the case, said her attorney.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. This is, again, liberalism, mental illness, more evidence. So when does Elizabeth Warren pay for her crime, pretending to be a Native American and taking a space and resources that were set aside for Native Americans by faking it? Because my grandfather had high cheekbones?
And she really did write or add a cookbook called Powwow Chow. I mean, like, I feel like every time I say that, I'm making it up, but it's true.
Powwow Chow?
Yeah, she contributed to a cookbook.
Powwow Chow.
And I believe, and I'm remembering this from, like, the days of yore, but I believe the dish isn't even really that North American. Like, it's something probably, it seems more like a European dish. Or more Mediterranean. Like, that's so bizarre. It just really is.
Bernie, by the way, still can't explain how he's going to pay for Medicare for All. And apparently, I love what James Woods said about...
taxes will go up, essentially.
AOC, yeah.
On everybody, not just the rich.
The dummies that have bought into this have no idea. We're not talking about, you know, like this state raising the gas tax 6 cents a gallon, which is a hit.
Yeah.
To almost anybody, unless you're just making a ton of money and it doesn't matter. We're talking about, like, when the American people are looking at giving half of their paycheck or more to the government every payday, then they'll...
I just hate the income tax. I really do. Like, if you are claiming, our dear representatives, that we need a gas tax increase for infrastructure, I suppose I'll go along with it. I might argue with you, but it's not the end of the world. But when the government, whether it's state or the feds, comes around and goes, you owe us this amount of your income, it's just, it feels like theft.
A court just ruled that Obamacare is illegal. All of this stuff has to be challenged. The government, we wouldn't need an income tax if we stayed, if the government just got out of the areas it has no business being in.
Yeah.
We need a defense. And I don't object to helping people who can't help themselves. They need to be, and our veterans. But the rest of this tiet-sucking society.
Well, and also, excuse me, pardon me, but where does defense end and empire begin?
I don't know, but Game of Thrones is back on this Sunday night with a new episode.
Yeah, it is. Looking forward to that.
Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, the perfect partner to see you through the summer. Call them now at 277-2125. Get yourself a membership in the Clark's Club. You'll get two annual tune-ups to your system. A system, by the way, that should last 20 to 30 years. So if yours is like, you know, 8, 10 years old, this is the ideal time to join. Because they can help perpetuate its lifespan. It's got to have TLC to make it that far. On this program, for years, TLC means the love of Clark's. You'll love their people. They're the best at what they do. They're phenomenal human beings. And their plumbers are flat out unbelievably talented. An amazing group to watch in action. So get with the best to protect the infrastructure and comfort of your home. Call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit FormalOutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and boy, we have a mess on I-85. We still have that accident that's right near the interchange on the southbound side. Now, it's taking up the left two lanes now, so be careful as you go into that area. You're going to have to move over to the right, and you got traffic merging in from your right, so be real careful there. Once you're up on I-65, there are no problems there. We also don't see too much trouble on the boulevard other than the normal stop and go around the Troy Highway, the Atlanta Highway, and I-85. If you're on the Atlanta Highway itself, it is still really busy between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. Let's be careful out there this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and